Major bills on Medicaid reform, educational tax credits, and the state's new budget plan dominated much of the action in the Kentucky General Assembly as lawmakers debated some of the biggest issues and policy decisions so far this session. One priority bill, House Bill 2, seeks to align Kentucky's Medicaid program with the new federal law, and among many provisions would implement work requirements for certain able-bodied adults. Other sections of the wide-ranging bill would address cost-sharing, eligibility reviews, non-emergency transportation services, among other concerns. House Bill 2 also aims to enhance transparency by requiring regular program audits. The bill passed in the House and now heads to the Senate. Another priority, House Bill 1, is a bill that would clear the way for Kentucky to participate in the new federal education tax credit program. The program allows taxpayers to contribute up to $1,700 to scholarship organizations that assist K through 12 students in public and private schools. Families can use the funds for a wide range of educational-related expenses, and taxpayers would receive a matching federal tax credit for contributions. The bill passed both chambers and now heads to the governor's desk. Perhaps the most watched bill of the week was House Bill 500, which represents the House version of the executive branch budget. House Bill 500 seeks an overall reduction in spending, but exempts areas like Veterans Affairs, the state funding formula for schools, known as SEEK, Medicaid benefits, behavioral health, juvenile justice, corrections, and other key areas. Proponents of the measure said House Bill 500 would prioritize needs over wants and limit the growth in state spending to around 2% each year. Detractors said the plan should include more funds for education, housing, and Medicaid, among other areas. The bill did pass in the House and now heads to the Senate, where it is sure to see some changes. Lawmakers are scheduled to reconvene on Monday for day 37 of the session. Reporting from the state capitol in Frankfort, I'm Keith West.